Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, food, alcohol, restaurants and hotels, when it comes to paying for some goods and services, we here in Ireland are charged close to the highest prices in Europe, because Ireland is officially now the second most expensive country in the EU. And those findings come from the statistics agency Eurostat, which shows that prices are nearly 40% higher than the rest of the EU. Ireland is only behind Denmark. Well, for more, we're joined by Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. I'd say a lot of people, Charlie, are listening to this and going, I told you so, or I knew it, or I could feel it in my wallet. But what sort of stuff are we paying the most for?
That's right, Claire. Yeah, anybody who's filled a shopping trolley will know we're paying way over the odds, particularly when you go on holidays and you realise it's, if you're filling a shopping trolley in Spain or France or Portugal, it's a lot cheaper over there. It's, as you say, it's nearly 38% more expensive. If you spend €1,000 across Europe, we're probably paying nearly €400 more. We don't get €1,000 in value. It's costing us more. You're talking here alcohol and tobacco. We are the most expensive in Europe for alcohol and tobacco. It's nearly double the price here, more than double the price in this country than the average across Europe. Food and alcohol, we're the third highest, 15% more expensive here. It's only dearer in Luxembourg and Denmark.
You're talking about food and non-alcoholic drink there now, because we know the alcohol and the cigarettes, they're really expensive. Some people mightn't argue with that, but when it comes to the food and non-alcoholic drinks, that's where people really have a problem.
They do, and it's been rising hugely as well. We have a 5% increase at the moment in grocery inflation. You know, it's going up at a rate of knots, and it looks like it may continue, because the farm gate prices are going through the roof at the moment. There's a almost 50% increase in cattle prices being paid to farmers. That's because we have a chronic shortage of huge demand and a shortage of cattle for slaughter, and a lot of it's been exported. Restaurants and hotels were the second most expensive, Claire, 29% above the European average. Communications, 40%. You know, I mean, that's extraordinary. That's down probably to the VAT rate of 23% on communications. And then electricity and gas, we're down to third. We sometimes pop up as first in this one, but electricity and gas, we're the third most expensive, 17% more expensive than across Europe. Now, this survey is about 36 countries across Europe by Eurostat, the European Statistics Agency of the European Union. It takes in about 2,000 items. So it's pretty comprehensive, and it includes some countries that are not members of the European Union. So there's a broad sweep of countries in here. Mm-hmm. For example, Switzerland and Iceland are in there as well in the survey.
Now, we have spoken a lot about grocery prices in the past, and people might remember that the government had this supermarket summit where they brought in the bosses of the big supermarket chains and wagged the finger at them and told them to bring down the prices. It didn't really work, though, did it? But the government can't do much when it comes to what we pay for our food in the shops.
No, because, one of the big contributors to the high cost of living in this country is VAT, but you don't get that on food. But I mean, I did recently ask the relevant agencies, like the consumer, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and the Department of Enterprise, you know, which is headed by Peter Burke. Had you any plans to kind of look at food prices, why they're increasing so much? Why are groceries so expensive and rising? And, you know, the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, said they looked at this in 2023. They had no plans to look at it again. They're keeping an eye on it, but they're not, you know, there's no plans to do a major investigation at the moment into why prices are so high. We recently set up an agri-food regulator in this country, but their ambit is kind of limited in what they can do, and they are seeking more powers. So, look, it just seems half the time it's not a priority in this country. We have a great focus on business and business costs, but consumer issues always seem to play second fiddle. We could really do with a Minister for Consumer Affairs, somebody who sits at the cabinet table. You know, we also have lax kind of regulatory oversight. We have the CCPC. About 11 years ago, it was merged from the national, it was created by the merger of the National Consumer Agency and the Competition Authority. We were promised a super agency that would, you know, be a watchdog that would act in a kind of forceful way for consumers. We're just not seeing it. Central Bank at the start of this year, it disbanded its dedicated consumer protection unit. It had a director of consumer protection. That role is no longer there. Now, it argues that, look, we still have all those staff. They're distributed around different areas of regulatory of the regulatory activities of the Central Bank, and we still have a focus on it. But you just wonder, you really would question it. We also have limited competition, Claire. You know, you get lots of competing companies, but do we really get real competition in this country, or is it just price matching? Is that what you get all the time?
Well, look, I suppose, you know, there are some who would say, certainly when it comes to energy costs, that our geographical location yeah. might have a role to play in the higher prices. But you mentioned VAT as well and government costs. So just in terms of what government can do to make this better for consumers, is there something there that perhaps a lever that they can pull to change what we're paying for all of these things?
I think there are some levers, Claire. I mean, I think there could be a greater focus on it. You know, it's not a priority, it seems, half the time. We do have one of the highest VAT rates. Our standard rate, as it's called, is 23%. It's one of the highest in Western Europe. We also have high excess duties. If you just take VAT, €1 in every five that's spent by consumers is VAT rated at 23%. Now, that is extremely high. So, you know, and that VAT rate, that 23% rate, we have other rates which are lower. It applies on a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, that probably accounts for one of the reasons why communications are 40% more expensive in this country than in across Europe. Excise duty as well is a huge one. You take petrol and diesel, we have VAT on petrol and diesel, we have excise duty, we have carbon tax, we have a levy called the NORA levy, which is about strategic oil reserves, and we have a biofuel mix kind of levy as well. So you have five different charges. You know, when you start filling the car, you half of what you're going to pay is going to end up going back to the government. So, you know, there are things we could control. And fuel prices affect, you know, because, as you say, we're a small country and we're kind of rural, stretched out. We don't have big conurbations, not a lot of them. A lot of people, you know, live in small towns and villages or just even in isolated areas. It costs a lot to transport stuff in this country. So fuel is expensive. That impacts everything. So that is definitely... We also don't have a culture of market intervention in this country the way they do in other countries, Claire. For example, in England, they will cap the prices of electricity. No, nobody would accuse Britain of being a kind of rabid Marxist country, but they will do that, and yet we won't do that here. You know, so it just doesn't seem to be a focus a lot of the time. And we're a price taker, even though we're a small country. But there are things that could be done.
Maybe it's, you know, we need to put more pressure on and shout a little louder about it when we see a stat like that we're the second most expensive in Europe. Charlie, thanks so much. Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor. Now, coming up next, we're going to find out about this raising of the wreck of the super yacht, which was belonging to the late tech tycoon Mike Lynch. It's happening over the weekend. We're going to find out how after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.